Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's fucking Friday. We all know that. It's the 8th day of September 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *610 mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 66 degrees here, 4,200 feet in High Cascades of Northern Jefferson. We're looking for a high of 78 degrees today for the climate basin and a low of 44 and mostly sunny. So I guess that's partially cloudy. That stuff was always silly, I thought. Anyway, we'll be right back and we'll go over to see what the daily outrage is.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you The Word from the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, over to the outrage page. I mean, it's like I said before, you know, there ain't going to be no good news today or tomorrow or the next day. There's going to be no good news until we make it. We make it happen. Let's see where we're at here, people. See, this is so strange when I go to do these on the other computer. I come on down here and I get different fucking shit up on the main fucking computer. It's like yesterday's or something. Son of a bitch. I guess we can go with this shit that I haven't got to go look at. I mean, I don't know what's going on with these front pages. I guess we're going to have to find out. Okay, here we go. Outrageous Border Patrol agent reveals Biden regime gives $2,200 of taxpayer money per illegal immigrant family, plus a plane ticket, housing, food, free medical services, video. Oh, it's, yeah, you got a video on this one. I don't care to look at it. Anyway, there is an article here, and we're going to look at it. It's by Jim Hoff, the Gateway Pundit. And, well, of course, how long have we known this, people? I mean, they keep, reiterating this fucking five-year-old bullshit, three- or four-year-old bullshit? And the shocking revelation, Todd, shocking revelation. It ain't fucking shocking. This is fucking common knowledge, you idiot. Todd Burzman, the center's Texas-based senior national security fellow, has reported that the Biden regime is allocating a staggering $2,200 per month, to illegal immigrant families, one parent, one child, through phony asylum for the cost of living expenses. This comes at a time when the average American on Social Security receives just $1,400 per month, and Maori survivors with only $700 per month. Well, what the fuck is your question? Who do they represent? $2,200 more? Well, hell yes, of course. Well, I mean, what? Burisman said that it appears these illegal immigrants may not be subject to asylum interviews anymore. They are being released released to the United States. Okay, handover, I don't know. According to a video interview with an anonymous Border Patrol agent, illegal immigrants are double dipping the system. the parent and one child receive $2,200 per month, and then a separate parent and child, often from the same family, receive another $2,200 per month. This amounts to a whopping $4,400 per month for some immigrant families, a figure that exceeds what many working Americans earn. Yes. Okay, well, let's rub my face in it some more. Get down in the dog shit and the dog piss on the paper and rub my fucking face in it. Rub our faces in it because we must like it. The information supports the claim made by the illegal immigrant group ALPAC, I guess is what the acronym comes out to be. The Biden-Harris administration is giving more money to illegal immigrant invaders than to our own U.S. citizens. What the fuck? What about fucking Ukraine over there? I mean, what, this is some kind of surprise? I mean, breaking news? Really? We've said this from, I mean, how long have we been talking about the $2,700 a day they fucking get as soon as they get there? And they're getting a hell of a lot more than this because they're getting full fucking welfare. They're getting full fucking goddamn housing. They're getting full fucking free education. Every fucking thing you can think of that you have to pay for, you're paying for it for them too. William Green, president of the ALPAC, it says ALPAC, told KTRH, once a person understands that person will always be on our side of the on our side of the illegal immigration debate, which is very simple. Keep them out, send them home. Yeah, real fucking simple. you're gonna get one way. You're gonna push these motherfuckers out of here, and it's with lead. And however long it takes you to finally realize it, if it takes them fucking your goddamn children in your goddamn living room, well, that's, I guess that's when it's going to take. But this is common fucking knowledge, and you already fucking know it. And you, I don't know, maybe if you put it a different way, then you sit there and say, I should think about this instead of getting off your dead fucking ass and taking care of this problem. The information provided seems to match the statements made by the Department of State, although the agency claimed it is only a one-time payment. I just now heard per month, and I've heard per day. The sponsoring resettlement agency is responsible for placing refugees with one of its local officials and for providing initial 30 to 90 day services after arrival. The Department of State Standards Cooperative Agreement, which each of the resettlement agencies specifies the service the agency must provide. The Department of State provides a one-time payment of $2,375 per individual to the local resettlement affiliates, of which $1,275 is available for agencies to use to fund the critical direct assistance needs of refugees, such as rent, food, clothing, and furnishing. We saw some of them refugees. It was a video up the other day. All fighting age men, all fucking look like they're already fucking trained, all fucking with a attitude on their fucking face, like, we're going to come and kick your ass. Bring your fucking asses on, you little bastards. We'll see if you can. I mean, God damn it. Sooner or later, you fuckers have got to shit or get off the pot, don't you think? The remainder of the pre-capita funds is used to fund the delivery of services by resettlement staff, such as locating and preparing housing, culture, orientation. The court, fuck, shove your cultural orientation up your fucking ass. You've destroyed my fucking culture. I can trace my lineage back before this was even a fucking British colony, you cocksuckers. You've destroyed my fucking culture. These fuckers come in and fucking walk across the fucking river, cultural orientation. I'll tell you, the orientation is a fucking bullet through the fucking head. Enrollment of youth in school, assistance with assessment, see what I said, with accesses to employment, medical and legal services, and race and case management during refugees' first 3 months in the new, in their new communities. No, these are fucking illegal aliens. These are invaders. These are people coming to recolonize your fucking country and take every goddamn thing you have. And then have your little kids fucking being little boys, being little girls, and little girls being little boys. Decadence, fucking Khazaria. It doesn't stop at checks. These illegal immigrants are also giving housing, food, free medical. I haven't read this yet. Services and even a ticket to a destination of their choice within the United States, according to the Border Patrol agent. He continued, they used to do the monitors on the ankles, and those were being cut off. So now they give them phones. Okay, that should do it. The Gateway Pundit has extensively reported the amount of criminal activities and corruption going on in the United States today is unimaginable. And it is, I mean, when you think about the Intolerable Acts, I mean, back in the day, what was it? Intolerable? This is fucking pissing in your face. The Biden government added, and see, they're going to keep doing this, they're going to keep working this goddamn fucking Biden and fucking Trump and fucking goddamn DeSantis, and they're going to keep trying to ease in that fucking election, fucking the thin edge of that thick wedge. They're going to shove up your fucking ass for another fucking, like the Biden government added, aided by a corrupt DOJ, is flying plane loads of illegal immigrants from southern border to states across the country daily, and no one is saying a boo. And during the Trump administration, he was having them taken to private fucking goddamn railway yards and taking $100,000 buses we were paying for, at least probably more than that by now, buses down there in luxury, and taking them down and giving them their $2,700 fucking dollars and fucking taking and pumping them in here just as fast as he fucking could, and still try to act like he was doing something. We can go over his fucking promises anytime you guys want to. We can hear what that lying motherfucker said. There is no difference between these son of a bitches. There is no right. There is no left. There's no conservatives. There's no liberals. It's all fucking, there's no fucking law. That is the problem. They had their fucking goddamn policies that were to keep these motherfuckers out of our country. But the executives just decided not to enforce the law. Well, that goes to show you what that fucking Constitution was worth, huh? And the Constitution has been changed twice, in 1871 and 1879. It ain't worth the fucking paper it's written on. It wasn't worth the paper it was written on when it was fucking ratified by the fucking goddamn lapdogs of the fucking aristocracy, not elected by the people. The people never granted any authority to that motherfucker. Below is a copy of a typical boarding pass. It's marked with STIPC bond release. Exclusively obtained by Gateway Pundit 2022. Whew. I'm impressed. The Border Patrol agent further added that cartels play a significant role in preparing or prepping the illegal immigrants before they cross the border. No. All right, they're on the other side helping them too, aren't they? I mean, they're running both sides of the fucking border that the UN has fucking taken control of 150 miles of our southern fucking border. I think that's goddamn cartel down there. They tell you not to go down there, or the cartel will shoot you with one of their fully automatic machine guns with goddamn 30-round clips and fucking drums in them and 50-round fucking guns that they got from the fucking American fucking goddamn traders in this country. They tell you that, but try and soft pedal this shit. Go ahead. Cartels tell them everything. Word of mouth. These guys, bullshit word of fucking mouth. They have flyers. They got every goddamn thing that we can provide with them to them with our fucking sweat. These guys know everything that we do. It's just the way it is, the agent revealed. Well, fucking what if we just start fucking goddamn taking these motherfuckers out and saying, well, that's just the way it is because they're in violation of our fucking law. This is a goddamn invasion and we will repel it because they're coming to take everything we fucking have. They're coming to take what we have without due process of the law. That means the motherfuckers that are fucking pretending to be your government are occupiers. They are foreign corporate occupiers in this goddamn country, and the only way to stop them is through the second article and fucking a bullet through their fucking head. Put them up against the fucking wall. This information suggests that illegal immigrants are incredibly well informed about U.S. migration procedures. Well, they fucking should be. You got people down there paid. You're paying for people to go down there and explain it to them real clear. All you got to do is walk up there and you're above the fucking American nationals up there. That's what they're telling these little bastards. But you're going to find out when you far fucking, you haven't met us dudes. You haven't met our fucking guns. When you fucking do, we'll see about that, won't we? Including what to say when seeking asylum. Gimme free Walmart. That's what you fucking say. Free Walmart. Me on free Walmart. Not only are these individuals being coached on what to say to claim asylum, but they're also arriving with all necessary documents like birth certificates pre-printed by their home governments. So these fucking governments are pushing their fucking garbage out on us so they don't have to fucking take care of them. So that the American fucking people can get us down to the level of these son of a bitches by taking our fucking goddamn sweat from our brows to fucking facilitate our destruction. How fucking stupid are people? Don't answer it. Under the Biden regime, homeless veterans and Americans were left out on the street. The senior citizens only received $1,400 a month in Social Security payments, and Maui survivors only got $700. This should piss every American off. Well, I'm sure it does. I'm sure they're very pissed off, but will they take the fucking time to figure out how this is happening and what their fucking recourse is? They're absolutely lawful fucking recourse. We have the right to fucking drive these motherfuckers out with any force necessary. We have the right to fucking arrest this goddamn corporation and fucking bring them into the common law courts and have their asses hung or put against the fucking wall for treason, sedition, and other high crimes and misdemeanors that are fucking goddamn felonious, that are goddamn fucking capital fucking crimes. Outrage Border Patrol. It shows a little picture. I'm just sitting there fucking nicer clothes than we can fucking afford to wear. That's the way to go. You betcha. Chicago residents worry that migrants will eventually dilute the black vote. Oh, please. What fucking vote? There is no vote. Get that through your goddamn head. U.S. Intel official media misleading Americans about Ukraine's battlefield success. Well, this is another, yeah, well, okay, yeah, yeah, no, okay. Are they really? No, no. They're misleading us? No. I can't believe it. It's by Tyler Durden, Zero Hedge, authored by Kyle Anzalone via antiwar.com. In an interview with the renowned reporter Seymour Hersh, a U.S. intelligence official scolded the media for misleading the American public about the Ukraine battlefield failures during the spring counteroffensive. The unnamed official additionally told the Hersh he believes that Russian Prime Minister Putin ordered the assassination of PMC Wagner Chief Yevgeny Prigozhin, why can't I say these fucking names? They're Americans, to de-escalate tensions with NATO. Let's see what else they want to say about this. Responding to reports in recent weeks, the Ukraine forces were gaining momentum and recapturing territory, the officials remarked. Where are the reporters getting this stuff? He asked. There are stories talking about drunk Russian commanders while the Ukrainians are penetrating the three lines of Russian defenses and will be able to work back to Mariupol. Jesus. He continued, the goal of Russia's first line of defense was not to stop the Ukrainian offensive, but to slow it down so if there was a Ukrainian advance, Russian commanders could bring in reserves to fortify the line. The official added, there is no evidence that Ukrainian forces have gotten past the first line. The first American press is doing anything but honest reporting. No, I won't believe that. It's American, goddammit. Vote stuff. We know rats and stuff. You know that stuff. Reporting on the failure thus far of the offensive, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken delivered a similar optimistic message during his trip to Kiev on Wednesday. In the ongoing counteroffensive, progress has accelerated in the past few weeks. This new assistance will help. Just give me $250 million more and we'll go another foot. A new assistance will help sustain it and build further momentum, he said at a press conference. No, this new assistance will this Friday, whatever's been sent this week, you fucking corporate mafia, fucking Putin, fucking Trump, fucking goddamn Biden, all the Netanyahu, let's not forget the fucking Jews, will all sit down at a table and you'll cut it up and you'll decide which is going to be sold on the black market and what you're going to throw out there to play fireworks is all you're fucking playing. Because this is all a bullshit fucking, this is all fucking bullshit. This is scam. You motherfuckers are two-bit fucking shysters. That's all the fuck you are. Nothing more. The official says, that message is being delivered from military intelligence to the White House while the CIA has drawn other conclusions. This kind of reporting from the military intelligence community is going to the White House. There are other views, he said, referring to the CIA. The official explained those views do not reach President Joe Biden. Fuck, President. If you could sit down and that son of a bitch probably can't count to 10. For over 3 months, Kiev has ordered its forces to advance on entrenched Russian defense lines in southern Ukraine. Russian minefields cause Ukraine to lose a significant portion of its western trained soldiers and equipment in the opening weeks of the offensive. The massive push by Ukraine resulted in nearly no territorial gains. Ukraine can't whoop Russia. I don't give a shit what you put over there. Nobody can whip fucking Russia because they can destroy you. Mutual assured destruction. Remember that? I mean, we're just supposed to be like little fucking children. That was a long time ago that nuclear bombs would blow up the world so we couldn't use them. So nobody could ever fucking actually make anybody else surrender because they had the option of pushing those fucking buttons. Bullshit. This is a bullshit fucking war. This is a goddamn production. I'm sure there's people dying for their fucking, and dying is fighting for fascism, but it's still fucking bullshit. Still, Washington has pushed Kiev to continue the counteroffensive. The White House acknowledges that for Ukraine to have a possibility of success, Kiev will have to be willing to sustain high casualties. Well, hell, man, I'm sure them people are itching to get out there and get killed. The official told Hirsch, no matter how committed Kiev is to the war effort, President Zelensky's goals are unattainable. Zelensky will never get the land back. The official also spoke about the assassination of Prigozhin last month. He believes that Putin ordered the killing because the mercenary boss had begun to provoke NATO members. By early August, there were reports of border tensions as the remnant of the Wagner group made a series of intrusions into the airspace of Poland and troublesome threats at the border of Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia, and Finland, Hirsch writes. For Putin, triggering complaints from NATO countries was an unforgivable breach. That was it That was a knowledgeable U.S. intelligence official told me. You fuckers want to mumble shit. At any rate, horse shit. This is just another fucking production. And ching, ching. Hear that fucking cash register fucking ring, because that's what all of this shit is all about. And that's all it ever fucking be about. Let's see what else we got here. It's like I had a whole new page I've never seen before. Now this one I think I saw. That was video. Still a good question to ask. Why was there no alarm and limited water for the Lahaina Maui fire disaster? The alarms were not sounded because of this fire, and that was the number one question. Why wouldn't you sound the alarm system? Why wouldn't you? Couldn't they send an alarm to your phone? The other day, man, we had some guy fucking freaked out on drugs or something. I don't know what the fuck he did. He stole the kayak, wrecked his girlfriend's car, stole the kayak, crossed the fucking river, came down into town, and oh my God, all our phones at once. Active shooter. Big fucking deal. I mean, God damn it. I mean, you hear fucking guns go off around here all the fucking time. But this guy did cause some harm. I mean, I guess they got him, and nobody was talking about it. Nobody, you didn't see it on CNN. You won't, because it's just another occurrence. It happens. We're in a country of 500 million if you count all the fucking invaders in this fucking country. And this shit here just fucking doesn't measure up for fucking, they pick what they want to fucking put up out. That's what I'm trying to say, I guess. Justin, Liberty Safe parent company donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to liberals, report claims. Now I'm going to read this for only one fucking reason. And I think you know what it is. This is by Mark Steffen, Trending Politics News. Campaign finance sleuths have uncovered unsurprising connection between national Democrats. Here we go. We're going to get rid of them damn Democrats, and that'll solve it all. And then the Republicans can become kings of the Jews and lie to it and bring even more fucking illegals across the border. And the parent company for Liberty Safe, the gun safe company, which recently took heat for turning over a private safe passcode used by a J6 protester to FBI agents who later raided his home. We'll go in here just a little bit so you can see the propaganda for what it is. According to Breitbart, Monomani Capital Partners, which purchased Liberty Safe in 2021, has donated hundreds of thousands of dollars over the years to the prominent Democrats on the Hill. We'll have to go with the Republicans then. Well, what about the Republicans stabbing your ass in the back, stealing the fucking money, lying to you? I mean, there ain't a goddamn dime's worth of difference in them. I mean, you fall for this left-right paradigm bullshit. You're doing it because you're weak or you're so fucking stupid you can't see your fucking hand in front of your face. Capitol Hill, including Senator Raphael Warnock, Democrat Georgia, John Fetterman, Democrat Pennsylvania, and Mark Kelly, Democrat Arizona. Let's get those guys. All we got to do is get rid of them Democrats, guys. That's all we got to do, and everything's going to be fucking wonderful. You watch. As well, as first thing we can do is we can give $3.2 trillion to the filthy, richest fucking people in this goddamn country, to the international corporate mafia heads. That's the first thing we can do. That'll show them fucking Democrats about giving money to the Ukraine and then cutting it up over there in Kiev. I mean, yeah, they're all the same people. As well as failed 2020 candidate Mandalay Barnes, Democrat Wisconsin, Monomani's current CEO Justin Hillebrand personally donated $4,600 to the campaign for President Barack Obama. He had a nasty day yesterday. All contributors, more of which can be viewed below, total over $400,000 given to gun-controlled Democrats. Well, we got us an issue now. We get them pro-fucking... Wait a minute. There's a lot. What about Mitt Romney? What about all the fucking anti-gun fucking... Those aren't fucking Republicans. Those are... What the hell are they calling? Republicans in name only. In August, the FBI raided the Arkansas home of Nathan Hughes, a protester who attended the January 6, 2021 Capitol events but has not been charged with criminal behavior stemming from his attendance. However, the FBI pursued Liberty Safe with a search warrant to turn over the six-digit code used by Hughes to store his firearms. In the public statement, the company defended its decision and distanced itself from the FBI's investigation. On August 30th, 2023, Liberty Safe was contacted by the FBI requesting the access code to the safe of the individual for whom they had a warrant to search their property. Now see, a Title IV warrant, go read your fucking Bill of Rights. A Title IV warrant requires that you're going to swear out an affidavit as to where you're going to search and what you're going to find. And if you go in there and you're intending to search that fucking safe, you better have a warrant to go into that safe, and you better say what you're going to take out of that safe. What's in that safe that you're going to get? If you fuck up on it, then you get counter fucking claim against you. You lose every fucking thing you got. That's what's beautiful about the common law. I mean, you just these goddamn stamp them out fucking. Computer-generated warrants that aren't worth the paper they're fucking written on. We have a warrant for the property. I mean, there's 300 acres here, and there's 50 fucking houses, so we can just search anywhere, anybody's underwear drawer. I mean, this is why we have the fucking fourth article, to protect us from this fucking shit. And it's not being implemented. It's not being enforced. These motherfuckers had no right to go in here in this man's home and touch his fucking safe. If they were intended to go in that, they didn't even know the fucking safe was there, evidently. Or they would have went and got a warrant for that safe. And they didn't know what was in the safe. You see, they're supposed to know what's in that fucking safe, what they're coming after, what gives the probable cause to go into that safe, because there's something unlawful, because there's something that is fucking belongs to somebody else, stolen property. That's why that you have that affidavit attached to that fourth article warrant, so that it's clear what you're saying this person has, because you're going to invade their fucking privacy. You're going to search their fucking home. You better know what you're after, and you better know where it is, and there better be a goddamn good reason for it. If you walk in there and you see, oh, God, there's a safe, huh? We want to search the safe, too. No, fuck you. Your warrant better be specific. It better say exactly where you're going, exactly where you're going to take it. It better be from a common law court, not from some computer-generated administrative admiralty fucking bunch of fucking King Chuck's fucking Esquire's motherfucker. They got people down there, lawyers writing fucking warrants. You can't do it, motherfucker. You write it anywhere. Well, none of this shit is. It's all fucking fraud. The whole goddamn system's fucking fraud. It always has been fraud. It was fraud from the day that they fucking ratified it and said they had the fucking consent of the people to fucking rule over them when the people did not fucking ratify the fucking Constitution. How fucking, well, I've got some people back then. I guess the thing was the promise for the Bill of Rights, and we got the fucking Bill of Rights. But hey, you know what? You gotta actually implement that motherfucker. You actually have to step up, and you have to fucking say, no, you can't. And if you try, I'll kill you. That's the way it works. We'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's just oh, that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuted are few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Hey,
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Jefferson.
Listening to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:43 Pacific Time, and that was Guns N' Roses with Welcome to the Jungle. And it's getting to be the jungle more every day, don't you think? I mean, how much further can we go? I mean, how low does that fucking bar go? Well, we're going to find out if it goes any lower today, and it's going to. I just got a feeling. That's all there is to it. Good question. I think most of us have the same question. What's the point of uncovering all these bribery transactions, shell companies, illegal quid pro quo deals the Biden crime family engaged in if no one is in the JLP? See, they got it working that fucking live, and don't do it. Unregistered, but let them know we're not playing these fucking games no more. We know you, every fucking one of you shit through the same fucking hole. It's you against us. We got it. We're not going to play it. No matter how you try to slip it in there, Ministry of Lies, engaged in, crime family engaged in, if no one in the GOP will actually do something about it, why does it got to be someone in the GOP? I thought there was a fucking goddamn Justice Department. I thought there was a whole goddamn branch of government that was for the justice, which it, there could never be. We all know that's a fucking fraud because it'd be a violation of the Ninth Article. But, I mean, in their in what they boasted and what they boast, I mean, it's going to have to be JOP because, say, they're the fascists and we're the communists. And actually, we're both fascists and communists, and we're all fucking capitalists. And this ain't, there's no money in it for us. I mean, the money's in fucking letting it continue. I mean, let the Bidens get fat on it, man. Anyway, that was go over and look at that video if you want. These people are evil on a scale that is unfathomable. And I watched this video and it is fucking disgusting. I mean, cutting up little babies, I mean, aborted fetuses, and it was enough to make you want to puke. Another video that we're not going to do, but if you want to see it, it's called Swiss Cardiologist Calls for Abolishment of the World Health Organization. And it's a good video. Intelligent man. Fucking, it's saying it like it is, but I mean, telling the truth don't mean a whole hell of a lot these days anymore. Australian geologist Professor Ian Plimer, blows the UN's human-induced global boiling fear-mongering completely out of the water. And yeah, she does. Another one just in here. Just in, DOG seeking 4 months in prison for a conservative journalist. And this is, here we are. This is pushing, that's getting that election thing. It's easing it into your fucking subconscious, into the moronic side of your mind. Then they'll do something to scare the hell out of you. And then they'll bring it back again, and then a little more and a little more. Next thing we do, vote, and change, vote. It's my right. That's my right. I'm important. Fuck you, bullshit. This is by Chris, Trending Politics News. In a recent development of the Department of Justice, DOJ has recommended 120-day prison term for conservative journalist Jonathan Owens Sawyer. The DOJ sentencing memorandum filed on Tuesday alleges that Sawyer played a significant role in the events leading up to the January 6th bullshit mother. It was a coup. But the coup succeeded. The fucking communists have Capitol Hill. They have the fucking White House. They have goddamn fucking fences around it and fucking troops guarding the fucking communists that are occupying it. Okay, Tuesday alleges that Sawyer played a significant role in the events leading to January 6, 2021. Big fucking whooping. I mean, goddamn, it's just like, you know, 99 years ago, they bring up these old fucking Nazis from the fucking, from, you know, they're like 100 fucking years old. They can't even see. They don't know where they're at. But this is very fucking important. It's going to change the fucking world, people. Sawyer, you're a prominent host on the internet streaming program, The War Room, and Alex Jones, InfoWars. I've already read enough. Has been a vocal critic of the 2020 election results. Oh, were you a vocal critic of the fucking fraud that occurred? There was no fucking election. Hence, there were no results. You see, it's to sell you on this goddamn fucking another fucking election where they can claim that fucking people, five people participated, so we had an election. No, there's never been a fucking election. This is propaganda right from fucking Alex fucking treasonous Jones and his fucking allies to try to get, oh, we're going to, you know, this time we're going to, because we're, you know, we're about backing down from this election fucking corruption. Alex Jones, you're a piece of fucking shit, and you're a fucking traitor, and you're going to answer for your fucking crimes, you son of a bitch. I'll arrest you myself. I'll take you into the common law court and have them hang your fat fucking ass out in front of the fucking courthouse, you piece of dog shit. But here's old Alex doing his thing as the deep operative that he is, trying to work your mind around another fucking election. The DOG claims that in the months leading up to the January 6th, Sawyer disseminated election disinformation to hundreds of thousands, if not millions of viewers. They cited instances where he warned that if Joe Biden became president, there would not be a million peaceful marchers in D.C. Yeah, so we got to get everybody's mind back on this fucking bullshit. I mean, the biggest bullshit. I mean, every election is more bullshit, but this one here, it was like a fucking quadrupling of the fucking bullshit from the last one. While he did not enter the Capitol building, the DOG argues that his influence was evident, as many of those who listened to him did in the aftermath of events. Sawyer blamed and... Pardon? We got something to say there? Argues that his influence was evident, as many of those who listened to him did in the aftermath of the event. Sawyer blamed Antifa and expressed pride in the day's occurrences. The DOJ memorandum states Sawyer helped create January 6th. They are requesting the court to sentence him to 120 days of incarceration, 12 months of supervised release, 60 hours of community service, and a $500 restitution. In December 2019, Sawyer was arrested for disrupting a House Judiciary Committee meeting. In February 2020, he entered into a community service deferred prosecution agreement, which included conditions to stay away from the U.S. Capitol and its grounds. The DPA was still active on January 6, 2021. Big information here, people. Fucking forget about the fact that you're sitting there with the goddamn law to destroy this whole fucking goofy-ass, motherfucking, corrupt fraud, doesn't exist, no authority, no jurisdictional authority, King Chuck fucking run pile of fucking shit, and you're just sitting there, and we're reading these fucking little funny stories to you of fucking Alex Jones trying to talk you into going and fucking voting again. Go vote. I'm tarded, like my dad said. In the weeks leading to January 6th, Sawyer Reddick intensified. According to the DOJ, he was seen addressing crowds in Washington, D.C., urging them to fight for Trump and declaring that we are the new revolution, really. On January 5th, he stated that Americans were ready to fight and expressed concern about the implications if the certification of the election wasn't halted. You don't think this whole goddamn thing was planned right up to today when we're reading this fucking article? Because they're trying to, I mean, I've got to believe that they barely pulled off a fucking selection then. I mean, it was a joke. The third world was fucking blushing. I mean, the banana republics were blushing at fucking what was being put out here. And fucking they started right away on another. Just, you got to have two sides, you see, before you get two sides and they don't give a shit, rather they're fighting for their own fucking imprisonment. and just deciding which one, which pedophile do you like best? I'll ask you guys right now. Anybody want to come up and tell me which pedophile they like best, Donald Trump or fucking Joe Biden? Nobody? Nobody likes pedophile. It was the lesser of two evils, but the lesser of two evils is still evil. I mean, you're not going for the lesser of two evils here. You're going for the lesser of two pedophiles. Who do you think screwed less little children? Who do you think's a bigger fucking freak? Okay, so despite all the things that they've done to try to destroy our morale, despite all the things they've done to gaslight us, confuse us, and try to keep us locked inside, we're here more powerful, more loud, and we're feeling and we're fighting mad. Are you? You got them guns with the fucking holes polished in them. Are you going to shoot those motherfuckers? Are you going to do it? Are you fighting mad? What's fighting mad for you? Is that like bitch fighting with slapping around? Is fighting mad for you fucking armed protest? What are you willing to, what are you going to do? You're going to do some fucking fighting? Are you really? So you're said on January 5th, according to the memorandum the DOJ wrote. And what a fucking joke that was, huh? On November 18, 2020, broadcast of InfoWars, suck my ass, fucking piece of shit, fucking Alex Jones, when talking about the Democrats, yeah, you preached against the false left-right paradigm and then became the fucking goddamn, the relief valve undercover shield for the fucking right fucking side of that fucking false paradigm, didn't you, you piece of dog shit? Democrats who have stolen your country, Sawyer stated that maybe you deserve what's coming. November 18, 2020, InfoWars broadcast at 1 minute 30 seconds. Yeah, that's what it comes down to. He added, but let me tell you, if you steal this election from us and you put in a UN communist corrupt criminal instead of the fucking king of the Jews, instead of a fucking fascist criminal, Joe Biden in the White House, it's not going to be a million peaceful marchers in D.C. No. It's not. No, it's not. No, this was a fucking setup, man. God damn it. It's so obvious. It's laughable. It's laughable. It's funny.
Hey, Harry.
Yeah.
You're a celebrity now.
How am I a celebrity?
I was watching this anti-gun, pro-gun, a video about Oregon when that mass shooting took place at the mall.
Oh, yeah, okay. That was quite a few years ago.
People were killed and the guy shot himself. They had these pro-gunners on there and a couple of pro-gunners back and forth, And pro-gunners and anti-gunners. Finally, the pro-gunners pulled out of making of the video because they claimed it was too anti-gun. It is. But anyhow, they pulled out, but they said, oh, they're getting threats. They played one of your sound bites down there from your show.
No way.
Claiming they got a phone call from somebody threatening them. They didn't say who it was, but that's your voice, boy. I know it is. It's one of your programs. Off one of your programs.
Yeah, just they like to keep the light off us, that's for sure.
Yeah, just a little tiny sound bite, and they went on to other things. Well,
they're not going to come out and talk about the trenches. I mean,
yeah, you know.
That's cool enough. Anyway, right on.
What the name of the video? You might want to watch it. It's at the 101-hour mark. It's only 1 minute. Hour 20 minutes long at the 1 hour mark, and I'm like, what? That sounds like Henry's voice. Went back a couple times. It sure was. They're claiming that was a phone call they got.
Right on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not interested in fucking being a celebrity, but I would sure as be glad to tell him to fuck off.
it was a good one. It was one of your best shows. A little tiny bit of it, When you're getting kind of really ticked off at him. It's a video called 101 Seconds. 101 Seconds. That's about Oregon, that Oregon shooting.
What's the name of the video?
All the asinine laws they passed because of it. That's the name of the video. It's called 101.
101?
Just 101 and then seconds. And it's about an hour and 20 minutes long. It's they go back for the sale on Capitol, and then they go into the legislature and talk about the law. They passed all those stinking laws, you know, about the whatever you want. You guys got to go. That was back to Brown.
They Brown attempted to write some shit down on a paper that ain't going to fucking fly.
Yeah, Brown was, you know, that Governor Brown was in office at the time, I guess. It was made in 2018.
Yeah, so, we'd have been there. We'd have been bitching about it for damn sure.
Yeah, all right. Okay, buddy.
Right on. Have a good day. Anyways, guys, we've hit the 58. Now we're close enough to the top, and I'm sick enough of this shit. And evidently, I'm fucking famous for a 1 second. It doesn't have my name on it. But that's all right. That's pretty cool. And we'll be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, I mean, just keep looking at it for what it is. Watch them keep trying to work the propaganda in for another election. Watch them start trying to divide. I mean, the people are so fucking divided in so many fucking ways to try to get them into two camps to play a fucking election. I mean, it's getting to be a real fucking circus, and it's getting interesting to fucking watch. But if you fucking care about this fucking country, you've done unregistered to vote and let them know you're not playing that fucking game anymore. And they might as well just bag it up and let's get the fucking shooting done. And that is The Word from the Trenches. You do the same, brother.